evening. Welcome to Building Bridges, your community and labor report. I'm Mimi Rosenberg.
And I'm Ken Nash.
Highlights from the anti-war rally held in Washington, D.C. this past Saturday with Congresswoman Maxine Waters, entertainer, cultural worker Steve Earle, and Joan Baez.
Washington Wizards basketball forward Eton Thomas, Colette P. Sean Battle from the Louisiana Network, and we start with Congresswoman Maxine Waters.
My name is Maxine Waters. I'm a member of the Congress of the United States of America, and I am sick and tired of George W. Bush. Most Americans are increasingly sick and tired of George W. Bush. We are all tired of being misled, misdirected, disrespected, and lied to. The United States does not deserve to have a president who lies to the people, squanders our money and resources on an illegitimate war, nor do we deserve to have a president who simply makes feeble excuses about why he left poor people, black and white, stranded and abandoned in New Orleans, Louisiana, with no food, no water, no security, no shelter. The picture of 20 to 30,000 people begging for help in front of that convention center in New Orleans went out all over the world. We call on this president to end his policies, his deceptions. He has lied to us over and over again. Weapons of mass destruction, he said. One lie. He said, mission accomplished, and we still lost thousands of our men and women in that war. Another lie. He tricked the American people and make them believe that Saddam Hussein was responsible for 9/11. Another lie. He told us that he was going to create this mega agency, and he was going to fold FEMA into it, and he was going to hire competent people to make sure they were there to deal with emergencies and disasters. Who did he give us? Incompetent, lying Michael Brown, who had no experience to deal with disaster. He told us that he cared about poor people. He cared about minorities. What's the first thing he's done in dealing with the disaster on the Gulf Coast? He has waived Davis-Bacon that would allow poor people and working people to be paid decent wages. He waived the law that would force them to pay prevailing wages. Now they can go out. His friends, who he gave no-bid contracts to, Halliburton, Fluor Corporation, the Shaw Group, now they can hire people at less than prevailing wages. That's what he cares about, poor people. He said he cared about minorities, but he's waived all of the law in the Department of Labor that would allow for participation in contracting by minorities. He's given tax breaks to the richest 1% of corporations in America, while we go without comprehensive health insurance, while we go without real educational resources, while we go without real security. He's a fake leader. The least this president could do to try and gain just a little bit of credibility is fall on his knees and apologize to Cindy Sheehan and all of the military families for taking their children and their relatives away to fight and die in this illegitimate war. Bring our soldiers home now. Stop this occupation. Stop this mayhem. We want our soldiers home now. We want to stop the slaughter of our children. And we want you to stop spending $1 billion a week in Iraq. It is time for you to concentrate on how you can reach out to Iran, how you can reach out to Syria, how you can bring the Middle East together instead of fostering the division. It is time for you to stop messing around in the Caribbean. I want you to know that Castro means you no harm. If you can trade with China, you can trade with Cuba. Mr. President, we want peace in the Western Hemisphere. You're trying to make us believe that you had nothing to do with the coup d'etat in Haiti, but you did. You ousted a democratically elected president. Mr. President, we want you to stop sending the CIA into countries to undermine democratically elected presidents, and we want you to know there are a lot of other Hugo Chavez's in the world who will stop you from undermining their country. What do we have to say to you, George W. Bush, in order for you to stop this misdirection? You get on television and you tell the American families that their families are making a sacrifice for freedom and justice. You look in the eyes of grieving mothers and fathers and you tell them it's all right that their children have been killed. But Mr. President, I don't see you sending your two daughters to war. Mr. President, let the message go out today that people have come from far and wide to rally, to give you a message. We want our children back. We want the occupation stopped. We're taking our country back from you, Mr. President. Tell your elected member of Congress, it is time for them to get the courage. It is time for them to do what you send them to Congress to do. Make good, decent, solid public policy that will benefit all of the people. If they are too afraid to stand up against this president, I want you to go to the polls next year and take them out of office. Do you believe we have the power to bring our troops home? Do you believe we can take back the White House? Despite the fact we have a wrong-headed president, that despite the fact that we have neocons in the government of the United States, despite the fact we have George W. Bush and Cheney and Rumsfeld and, God forbid, Condoleezza Rice, that they don't really speak for us. The people who speak for us are here in Washington, D.C. today. These are the people that must be heard. These are the people that must be listened to. Let's get on with the fight. Let's get on with the struggle. Let's make this nation what it could be, what it should be, and what it must be. Thank you very much.
Congresswoman Maxine Waters.
Still fighting the power, still that beautiful voice. Please give it up for Joan Baez.
I was at Camp Casey and I was surrounded by some pretty extraordinary people. The Gold Mothers for Peace, the military families against the war, the Iraqi veterans against the war, Veterans for Peace. And the women sometimes would be right in front of me, and I knew that they had been through something that we hope will never happen to any of us. It probably is the worst thing that can happen, is to lose your child. It's not the way it's supposed to be. It's not the way it's supposed to be. I left the march at a certain point and sat on a little wall somewhere, and I watched you go by, and that was a lot, a lot. And my belief is that this administration put up so effectively and so quickly a wall of denial that we were banging our heads into for so many years. Michael Moore cracked that wall and made fissures in it. The Gold Star Mothers laid a pathway. Cindy put her foot through the wall, and we have followed.
I dreamed I saw Joe Hill last night, alive as you were me. though 10 years dead. I never died, says he. I never died, says he. Oh, the copper bosses kill you, Joe. They shot you, Joe, says I. It takes more than guns to kill a man, says Joe. I didn't die, says Joe. I didn't die. Standing there, as big as life, and smiling with his eyes, oh, says Joe, what they can never kill, went on to organize, went on to organize. From Crawford, Texas, up to Washington, in every mine and mill, where working folks defend their rights, is there you'll find your hill, is there you'll find your hill. Oh, I dreamed I saw Joe Hill last night, alive as you or me. Oh, says I, for sure, you're 10 years dead. I never died, says he. I never died, says he.
Joan Baez. The Louisiana Network, Louisiana Network.
I was asked to speak with you about the effect of Katrina on the residents of the Gulf Coast. My family has lost everything. My neighborhood, one of the last true Creole enclaves of the state of Louisiana, has been scattered to the winds of Katrina. Speaking of devastation may be what you'd expect to hear from a Louisiana native today, but that's not my message. My message to you, in the midst of all this loss and in the shadow of fault and blame, is that I'm angry. I'm angry that it took a storm of this magnitude to open the eyes of all those who would laugh and academically rebuke the assertion of continued racial inequality. There are those who would suggest that people like being poor, that people wanted to stay in the path of the hurricane. We can look to the media and the hue of those who were accused of looting versus those who were accused of commandeering to see that there are tangible injustices in this society today. There was no mention of those people using guns to signal to helicopters that they needed rescue. There was no mention that people stealing mattresses were doing so for the matriarchs of their family who were lying on Interstate 10 for 4 days with no food or water. I'm angry at the suggestion that citizens of the Gulf Coast would be wise never to return to the only home that they know, or that the city of New Orleans, with its rich culture, unique way of life, should not be rebuilt for the very people who made it so great in the first place. Where are the cries to never give up when the city of New Orleans is involved? The hospitality, the architecture, the culture, and the uniqueness. We are the prized jewels of this country, and we know it. Everyone needs to help rebuild the South. I'm angry that contractors are not being required to hire those displaced by the storm to help rebuild the very cities that they've been evacuated from. I'm angry that the people of this country still choose not to acknowledge that social injustice happens on a daily basis in daily actions of everyone who lives here. But most of all, I'm angry that my family, my friends, my neighbors, after 3 weeks and 2 hurricanes, still have to wonder, when is this country going to look at us as human beings? We are your people. We are citizens of this country. We need your support and we need your help, and we deserve that. On behalf of those who have lost everything, the Pichon family in Slidell, Louisiana, would like to say to you and to the President of the United States, we need action today. I'm hopeful that today we will choose action instead of indifference. I implore you to care enough about inequality in this country rather than turn your head away from the injustices not just in the Gulf Coast, but in Appalachia, in D.C., in Southeast. This is time to reprioritize. Do not allow the rebuilding of lives and communities in the Gulf Coast to be another profit for your friends at Halliburton and any of the other contractors. Do not forget, Mr. President, that your role is to serve at the pleasure of the citizens of this country. Katrina was a test of the emergency system in this country. We have failed. We have work to do. Mr. President, rebuild the Gulf Coast. Thank you.
The Louisiana Network.
Steve Earle.
People that start wars have to convince regular people that they have a reason, especially when you have an all-volunteer army. You have to convince us that we have a reason to go and fight their war. And they've been very successful at it over the generations. This is what we've all been waiting for, this moment. But this is it, because I think what we're seeing here today is the beginning of a mainstream opposition to this illegal This is for Cindy.
Jimmy joined the army cause he had no place to go. Cause there ain't nobody hiring around here since all the jobs went down in Mexico. Reckon that line of self-trade made me see the world. We to the city someday, marry a black-haired girl. Somebody somewhere under the plan. Now's got a rifle in his hand. He's rolling in the back, dead, wondering how it got this far. Just another poor boy out to fight a rich man's war. Now Bobby's got an eagle and a flag tattooed on his arm. Red, white, and blue to the bone when we land in Kandahar. Left behind a pretty young wife and a baby girl. Stack of wooden pills and went out to save the world. It's been here and he's still there. A chasing ghost in the pen dry air. Meanwhile back in home, finance coming. Took his car. Oh, he's just another poor boy out to fight a rich man's war. See? captain, telling us as we're free. Ali was the second son of the second son. Grew up in Gaza throwing bottles and rocks when the tanks had come. Ain't nothing else to do around here, it's just a game, chill and play. Something about living in fear all your life makes you hard that way. But answer when you got the call, wrap yourself in death and praise Allah. The fat man in a new Mercedes drove to the car. Oh, he's just another poor boy off to fight a rich man's war.
We're going to hear from Eton Thomas, the NBA Wizards staff. He has a book out, More Than an Athlete. Give him a great Washington welcome.
I'd like to thank you for allowing me to share my thoughts, feelings, and concerns regarding a tremendous problem that we are currently facing, transcending race, economic background, religion, and culture. And this problem is none other than the current administration, which has set up shop in the White House. I'd like to take some of these cats on a field trip. I want to get a big yellow buses with no air conditioner and no seatbelts and round up Bill O'Reilly, Pat Buchanan, Trent Lott, Sean Hannity, Dick Cheney, Jeb Bush, Bush Jr. and Bush Sr., John Ashcroft, Giuliani, Ed Gillespie, Catherine Harris, that little bow-tie Tucker Carlson, and any other right-wing conservative Republicans I can think of, and take them all on the trip to the hood. I mean, I want to drop them off and leave them there. Let them become one with the other side of the tracks. Get them 4 mouths to feed and no welfare. Have scare tactics run through them like a laxative, criticizing them for needing assistance. I'd show them working families that make too much to receive welfare, but not enough to make ends meet. I'd employ them with jobs with little security. Let them know how it feels to be an employee at will, able to be fired at the drop of a hat. I'd take away their opportunities, then try their children as adults, sending their 13-year-old babies to life in prison. I'd sell them dreams of hopelessness while spoon-feeding their young with the daily dose of inferior education. I'd tell them no child shall be left behind, then take more money out of their schools. Testing their knowledge on things that they haven't been taught, and then I'd call them inferior. I'd soak into their interior notions of endless possibilities. I'd paint pictures of assisted productivity if they only agree to be all they can be. Dress them up with fatigues and boots with promises of pots of gold at the end of rainbows. Free education awaits to rain on those who finish their bid. Then I'd close the lid on that barrel of fool's gold by starting a war, sending their children into the midst of a hostile situation. And while they're worried about their babies being murdered and slain in foreign lands, I'd grace them with the pain of being sick and unable to get medicine. Give them health benefits that barely cover the common cold. John Q would become their reality as HMOs introduce them to the world of inferior care, penny pinching at the expense of patients. Doctors practicing medicine in an intricate web of rationing and regulations. Patients wonder the maze of managed bureaucracy. Costs rise and quality quickly deteriorates, but they say that managed care is cheaper. They'll say that free choice in medicine will defeat the overall productivity. And as co-payments are steadily rising, I'll make their grandparents have to choose between buying their medicine and paying their rent. Yeah. Then, very contradictingly, I'd fight for the spread of the death penalty as if thou shalt not kill applies to babies but not to criminals. Then, I introduce them to those sworn to protect and serve, creating a curb in their trust in the law. I show them the nightsticks and plungers, the pepper spray and stun guns, the mace and magnum that they'll soon be coming acquainted with. The shakedowns and illegal search and seizures, the planted evidence of being stopped for no reason, harassment ain't even a half of it. 41 shots to two raised hands, cell phones and wireless that are confused with illegal contrabands. Everlasting targets surrounded by bullets, making them a walking bullseye, a living piñata, held at the mercy of police brutality. And then we'll see if they finally weren't aware of the truth. If their eyes weren't finally opened like a box of Pandora, I'd show them how the other side of the tracks carries the weight of the world on our shoulders and how society seems to be holding us down with the force of a boulder. The bird of democracy flew the coop back in Florida. See, for some, injustice comes in packs like wolves in sheep's clothing. TKO'd by the right hooks of life, many are left staggering under the weight of the day, leaning against the ropes of hope. When your dreams have fallen on barren ground, it becomes difficult to keep pushing yourself forward like a train. Administering pain like a doctor with a needle, their sequels continue more lethal than injections, and they keep telling us all is equal. I tell them that instead of giving tax breaks to the rich, financing corporate mergers, and leading us into unnecessary wars and under-the-table dealings with Enron and Halliburton, maybe they could work on making society more peaceful. Instead, they take more and more money out of inner-city schools, give up on the idea of rehabilitation, and build more prisons for poor people. With unemployment continuing to rise like a deficit, it's no wonder why so many think that crime pays.
That's right.
Maybe this trip will make them see the error of their ways. Or maybe next time, we'll just all get out and vote. Yeah. And as far as their stay in the White House, tell them that numbered are their days.
Eton Thomas of the Washington Wizards, give it up!
We stay constantly vigilant. It doesn't have to be this way. It can be exactly what we dream it can be.
Last night I had a dream that the world had turned around. All I hope to come to be, and the people gather around. We all brought what we could bring. A nobody went with that. And then a song will sing. The revolution starts now. Yeah, the revolution starts now. And you're back here in your own hometown.
You've been listening to highlights from the anti-war demonstration in Washington, D.C. on September 24th.
And this has been Building Bridges, your community and labor report for Building Bridges. Good night, Ken.
Good night, Mimi.
What you do is skinny rant. Just follow your heart, your revolution starts now.